Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. A lot of great people stopping by. Side question, continuing the great, if you missed it yesterday, niche debate, which I may be losing on Twitter. America's lost its mind. A lot of presidential politics, which I'll get to in a moment, but just a moment to point something out that is much broader than a little story about a state senator from Northeast Philadelphia. Delaware Valley Journal's got a heck of a story today that the Philadelphia Inquirer, I'm sure, will not touch. In the past, in Northeast Philadelphia, you want to do something about Larry Krasner. Sam Oropeza ran on a platform. He would. This was in the wake of the killing of a young man, only 14 years of age, the crime wave that Krasner has unleashed on us. And yet dopes in the Northeast still sidled up and voted for a Democrat. That's all that they know to do. The Democrat was Jimmy Fallon. Apparently, it doesn't matter. The brother, Sean Fallon, was going to fill a vacancy, was bumped after he failed to documents required under state law. So what? They tag in the brother. This is the guy, according to several publications, who is owing speeding tickets and the like. It was said in the papers it's a fugitive, really, in Jersey. So now people went back and got his Twitter account. And this isn't when he was in high school. This isn't when he was a toddler. You know, he was an adult writing this, and he was working for a sports company, Hoops 24/7. And Dan, you should pull this up yourself just so you can see it. It's pretty remarkable. Delaware Valley Journal. That's where I write. He uses the N-word and calls a guy gay because he won't go out with the guys going out after work with this company. Now, do we as conservatives, anti-cancel culture, think this is the end of the world? No, not necessarily. But the point being, Democrats do. They can go back to kindergarten. So what are Democrats going to say about this? Are they going to be asked about this? Is this guy fit for office with these outstanding, I guess I'd call them warrants, according to news accounts that we've talked about in Jersey? And now this, when he was kind of an executive of a sports company of some sort.
Jimmy D.
I mean,
Jimmy D.
The boldness of it. The other guy can't file his papers. He, for some reason, he can't document. They had to tag him out. They tagged the brother in. We have all these big mouths in the Northeast coming to Five Points and crying because of this kid being killed.
Let's tag him DJ, see if they notice.
Yeah, that's right. At least he's got the initials. And then what do? They vote for the guy that enables people like Larry Krasner will never challenge him or do anything about it in Harrisburg. So now this guy's got a Twitter account with the N-word and other things on it. Does that matter? Just asking. I wish the Inquirer would ask. I wish the local TV news media would ask him about this. I mean, Northeast Philadelphia, billed as the land of diversity now, that means a Republican can't represent them.
Was he trying to imitate being a black individual online?
Well, that might even be worse, I guess.
I agree.
Yes.
Why is going on here, man?
Well, I don't want to delve into the context of it because I don't want to go anywhere near.
I agree.
Talk like
Do
this.
Not.
Yeah, exactly. Nor would I. My editor, the guy that owns Delaware Valley Journal and a whole bunch of publications I write for, says that it's unsettling, said PASRCC Executive Director. I think that's Senate for Republicans. He was not a teenager making mistake or a single comment taken out of context. This is a grown man in his 30s, casually using the N-word and making disgusting jokes repeatedly on his social media. Now, again, what's the standard? You know what the standard is. If you're a conservative, and this isn't condoning that dope in North Carolina, Mark Robinson, You know, I get it that Republican Party is looking to diversify, and you find an African-American conservative, you take a look at that. But this guy was bad out of the box, and he should have seen how bad ultimately he would be. He's not getting any more money from the national Republican groups. But how about Jimmy Dillon? Okay. Henry, feel free. You know, just let his office know that Dom is always open to hear his rationale. Maybe play him in basketball as an added tip since he was a basketball executive. You can always offer that. I'm serious. We'd love to hear.
That might sweeten the offer a little
bit. That might sweeten. That's why I'm always trying to sweeten.
Little producer note on air. Yeah. Do you want Cody Harbaugh?
No, I think we're making the point. They're not making it up. And I commend Delaware Valley Journal. If you're saying all the time, I can't find this in all the Inquirer, I can't read it, oh, it's just talk radio, go to the Delaware Valley Journal every day, particularly if you're in the suburbs or Northeast Philadelphia. They have stuff that other people don't. That's why I'm proud to be with them. The broader point here, this isn't just some little state Senate race in Northeast Philadelphia. He's running against a 28-year-old up-and-coming Republican that I'm glad to see running. We're going to have the young Republicans in studio today at 2 o'clock, and I'll ask him about this, but it's just another sign of what goes on here in Philadelphia, meaning this would be all over the place. You know it, and I know it. If it's any Republican, any conservative, do they even mention it with this guy? And the people in Northeast Philadelphia, shut up. You're complaining about crime all the time, and yet you vote for every Democrat you vote for is another opportunity when you have an alternative here to take apart crime and Larry Krasner. Okay. Josh Shapiro now. This yesterday is masterful. I'll play you what Tucker Carlson said about it. Reach that level. Josh Shapiro had Zelensky here. So we fly Zelensky in under taxpayer dollars. You have this guy who heads up this munitions factory chortling on about freedom and Zelensky. And I know what you're thinking. Yeah, this guy's selling millions of dollars that we as taxpayers are paying for to fund all this. And then Josh Shapiro gets involved and talks about standing around the world for freedom with the Ukrainians. And then he signs a bomb. I thought Democrats didn't do that anymore. I mean, is that bomb going to be aimed at Russian civilians, too? A little bit unsure on that, Josh. But Shapiro couldn't get enough of it with Zelensky here. Zelensky then attacks both Trump and Vance, particularly Vance. All this on a taxpayer dime. Here's what Tucker Carlson said about Governor Shapiro.
I actually don't really want to show up in somebody else's state like attack their politicians because it's not my state or Commonwealth. But I saw a photograph of your governor, Josh Shapiro, standing with a foreign leader, signing an artillery shell that is going to kill civilians in a country we're not at war with a grin on his face. And I had a couple of thoughts. I was disgusted by it, actually. I was enraged by it.
All right. That sounds more than a Trump rally. Sorry for the unbalanced there with the Tucker. I think that was in Hershey or Harrisburg. He's on a tour and he made the point. Now, I'm not sure if that munition is going to hit Russian civilians. They could claim, yeah, it's going to be aimed at Russian troops. But the broader point is here we go with Zelensky again. And he'll be in Washington, I think, the next couple of days. He's traveling the country attacking Trump and Vance. Question is, I haven't seen the recent polling on this, but I don't know that this is a winner for Democrats at this point. Are Americans really going to be roused and saying, yeah, that's another thing. I want to continue sending billions to Ukraine. I want to continue moving closer to actually having U.S. military involved here. I think that's the point Carlson's making. Josh Shapiro, though, doesn't see it that way. You know, because somebody else is going to fight these unending wars, not anybody close to him. You know it, and I know it. And this is one of the biggest legacies, I think the biggest, of President Trump, the Republican Party moving away from all that stuff. But boy, Democrats can sign those shells. We're told don't do that. if it's involving Ukraine, suddenly it becomes almost magical to do it. Also surfacing is Ken Burns, Mr. Down the Middle, right? Mr. Democracy. Here's Ken Burns talking about what's at stake in the upcoming election, Cut 14.
I don't know how we get to this point where it has to be pointed out to almost half the population that the emperor has no clothes. This is unprecedented. We don't have a presidential candidate of this character or perhaps lack of character in our entire history. You'd have to go to people like Aaron Burr. You'd go to, I made a film in 1985 on the turbulent Southern demagogue Huey Long. At least Huey Long delivered infrastructure. He made bridges. He made roads. He brought school books. He started, did hospitals. You have somebody who is interested only in himself. There's a difference between populism and its many manifestations in American history and meism, which is, of course, just an egocentrism that will grasp at any straw and do anything and say anything to get elected. So we do have a cast of characters. This is human nature. We're going to have people like this. Perfidy is not a stranger to us. The greed and generosity come in the same kinds of quantities. But at this level, it's completely unprecedented, which is why you're seeing so many people like my friend Ken Edelman, who's written just eloquently about why he's supporting Kamala Harris. You know, when you have Dick Cheney and Bernie Sanders voting for the same person, you know there is something threatening the republic that transcends party. And now is the time for all good people to come to the aid of their country and not their party.
You know, it's fine for Ken Burns to have opinions, even though we're back to Trump is Hitler, or at least he's Aaron Burr and Huey Long now. This is where we are. But you don't get to dress up and masquerade then that you're nonpartisan, bipartisan, independent now, do you? No, you don't. But this is the theme they're going to continue to play. It was fresh. I haven't heard Trump called worse than Huey Long and Aaron Burr in quite a while. I don't think Trump has challenged anybody to a duel, but the day is young. All right, side question. Coming out of yesterday, somehow or another, I heard this guy in one of the cuts we play say niche. So I asked Henry and Dan, and they're both niche guys. They ought to be wearing shirts.
I think I just said it offhand. I said niche, and you just interrupted me and stopped me.
It was during a cut.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Somebody said it, and I remember it.
Already memory hold yesterday.
Yeah. All right.
I can't help you here.
Yeah, that's right. Give us a word. By the way, I think I lost on Twitter pretty badly.
You didn't see
the final total. What was the total?
How do you pronounce the word N-I-C-H-E, ? At Dom Show 1210. Still 34 minutes left, so you can make a comeback if you're anyone wants to help. Niche, N-E-E-S-H, 64% over niche. How you pronounce it, 36%, like a weird person.
There's a story in this that I don't know how in the world this has happened, but that poll is indicative that it has. America has been taken over. Okay.
It's some kind of generational divide because we polled people. Like, Rich attacked me and Henry. I don't know if you heard that on the Rich Scioli show, calling us.
It was right. Yes.
Yeah. Yahoos for our niche and saying that it's indeed niche. And he was with you.
I don't think it's Yahoos. It's fake dilettante elitists that are involved here, along with Joe of Exton. He's out of the family business, too.
I think it's just a generation that's criminally online and reading rather than talking. And, you know, just the dialect of reading N-I-C-H-E, I think it's more natural to pronounce it the French way, niche. And that's why the younger generations are, you know.
Maybe they're just doing it by the letters in front of them. You can't imagine a silent T or T in there. Okay. So, side question.
There is no T.
Well, I know. I'm trying to think of how the T got put in, and I'm not phonetically sure, but it did. All right, so hit us with a word that people, you think you have the correct pronunciation of, but say 30, 40, 50, 60% pronounce it another way. In other words, there's always two. One that I get a little upset by is people saying either rather than either. I get it why they might do it. But I don't understand.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Either's wrong.
Yeah, I don't understand how you've arrived at that.
The only time I'd ever say either is if I'm using the phrase either or.
Okay.
I wouldn't say either or. That just sounds wrong.
No,
it sounds
I say
like
either,
why does either or.
That
sound wrong?
Sounds like you're saying Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh almost.
No, either you're going to go to bed or either you're going to eat your supper. I don't see the either even there yet, but okay.
You don't like
all right, Dan, what's yours? What's your.
Caribbean.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Caribbean rather than Caribbean.
Yeah,
I don't
get Caribbean out of here.
I don't know why the Caribbean is thrown in there.
It's Caribbean if you're going there, if you're talking about the area, but if you're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean,
right.
That's the exception again.
Why did Disney do that? There must be something they pulled by
calling horrible liberals.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's got to be some.
That's the answer. It's the only answer.
Yeah. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Okay, so the only pronunciation of this word should be crayon.
Right.
Not
crown.
Crown
yeah.
or cran.
It's cran.
Why? Wait,
no,
why?
You actually go like the whole crayon every time
yes.
you say it?
Yes.
I'll
There's
have a purple
a
crayon, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crayon. Well, it's not a cranberry.
Yeah,
it's not a crown you put on your head. It's
even
a,
though
you're
right
cranberry spelled different
than even you probably color outside the lines.
Even devil. Though you hear that a bit, you're right. There's only, on that one, there should only be one pronunciation. All right, that's a side question. Remember. It's all in the call. It's all in how you tell it and why. Not just saying pecan, you know, something like that. We know
pecan.
That. Pecan. Pecan. It's in the telling of it, and the niche is...
Oh, I got you saying niche first now, huh?
Is still operational. You can go to at Dom Show 1210, stuff the ballot box. Get your reaction to... Here's the broad question. We haven't done this in a long while. Is Ukraine Democrats thinking trotting Zelensky out? You know what they're playing? It's a bank shot. They're playing with the idea that trotting him out, freedom, Putin, Trump's going to take over the country. He admires Putin. I know that's a long trail of stuff. That's what they're doing. Bringing in Zelensky and saying, if Trump is elected, there goes Ukraine. You're voting for Putin. That's exactly what they're doing, and they're using taxpayer funds to drive him around, fly him around, and Josh Shapiro signing missiles that will kill who? Josh, how could you be doing that? You know, you don't know exactly if these are innocent or non-innocent.
I wonder what his 10-year-old son would think about
it. I was going right there.
Oh,
I mean,
sorry,
you know, this is kind of the death penalty, but it's a random death penalty. You may be killing innocent people with those. How does that feel if the shell that you signed is killing innocent Russians? Josh? Anybody in the media going to say Democrats signing shells? I thought only conservatives did that. I thought you only did it if you're going after Hitler. 855-839-1210. All right, grab a line, get in on the side question. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. You know, you're hearing a lot and constantly dumb Republicans have given Democrats a bit of an angle here by saying, look, we had a border bill. The border would have been fine if President Trump didn't intervene. So Byron Donalds, who we really try every day to get back on the show, put up 10 points... why that border bill, he didn't vote for it. It would codify catch and release. It would let in 1.8 million illegals. It would fund sanctuary cities. It would fund these government agencies that are moving illegals. It would fund lawyers to illegals. It would give work permits to illegals. It would do nothing to deport illegals. There would be no immediate wall funds, weak asylum screening, and $60 billion more to Ukraine. Now, you know, Trump and other Republicans, like in the upcoming vice presidential debate, they have to take these points, hone them, drill down on them. Donalds puts them there, and I'm sure in a debate, he would fire away with these things. As more evidence, no, we're not going to vote for this whole thing. We're not going to vote for this dumb border bill. Aside from Trump and the election. I can say it. You can say it. I didn't want any border bill. That's right. There has to be a political price to pay for what they've done. They want to scoop in, pay no political price, put this bill out there that has all these problems. And then a year from now, they'll be right back to letting everybody into the country. You know it, and I know it. Why don't Republicans know it? Well, they want to be seen as bipartisan, going along with stuff. So Kamala Harris today, the main thing she's talking about, she says, I challenge him to his face to explain how he's going to deport people, meaning Trump. Trump has been pretty good in this so far, talking about we're going to deport every criminal in this country. NYPD says today that Venezuelan gang that we're hearing about across the country, they're kind of headquartered, NYPD, New York Times reporting, in these migrant centers, in these migrant shelters and other centers, they're there recruiting, strong-arming people, etc. I guess we're going to be told we're making that up now, too. I mean, it's one thing to say the pet stuff. It's quite another to try to get past the problem. There are real difficulties. People are suffering. Here's Ken Burns again, though, Mr. Down the Middle. Dan, this is cut 15. All Ken believes the cities have never been safer and the economy is booming.
Where do you see the state of the race right now? And I'll add, you say this is nothing. There's nothing equal about this equation. There's no real choice this November. Why?
I just agree for all of the reasons you pointed out and the disturbing clip that you started this segment with. You know, migrants commit far less crimes than
of course, the good
regular citizens. Our cities have never been safer. The economy is booming. We have a robust sort of intelligence and foreign policy apparatus of both parties, all of whom are supporting Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. There's just a kind of make-believe land. And I think what happens in the media is we tend to equalize things. We have to say, well, we want to uncover this about Trump. We have to do the same thing about Kamala Harris. And there's just no equalization. And I believe completely, as I did in May, there is no, there's an obvious choice to make this November in order to protect the liberties that we care about.
All right, another typical guy now. This guy wants to tell you and tell me crime has never been lower. The economy is booming. How many times could Ken Burns withstand it? I don't think I've ever had him on, maybe way back when at WWDB or something, way back then. We're not talking the economy. Let's get into what we're talking about here. We're talking about the crushing burden on the average American when it comes to grocery store and other prices, some of them random. It's crushing them. And there's no plan other than to say, well, the rate hasn't gone up. And then certain communities across the country, maybe as many as hundreds of them, are being overrun by people here illegally or people even here legally that just show up one day, fail to assimilate. The numbers are staggering. What would Ken Burns say about that? Well, he's not going to do that. He's going to go on with Mika and Joe and people like this who are insulated. So then, why is this so close? If I'm right, why is this so close? And look, I would tell you, anybody too, conservative or otherwise, if they tell you this isn't close, if they say Trump is almost likely or assured to be the president. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's going to be razor tight here in Pennsylvania. I think Trump is very solid in the Sun Belt states, might even win Nevada at this point. But you know that I've always believed how tough it's going to be to defeat her in Michigan and Wisconsin. I really do. It's possible. I don't see it. My heart of hearts, I got to tell you, I don't see it. So that means what? It means it's on us. And this could come down to whether or not Nebraska changes to winner take all. That's how close it is. It could come down to an almost tie and one side or the other, depending on that congressional district in Nebraska. And there's one in Maine. That's where it is. That's how close I think it is. Because I think Trump is going to win those Sun Belt states. Nevada, maybe. But North Carolina, I see that. I'd be shocked. It's over that night if North Carolina goes the other way. The trend would be it's over. Not going to happen. And Georgia, with the election reforms and the hand counting and everything else, he's going to win Georgia. He's going to win Arizona. That is a very safe one, I think. Wisconsin and Michigan are awfully tough. I would say she's going to win that if things stand as they are now without some changes.
With NILs now,
yes.
You know, in the college game, is it possible for college kids to endorse political candidates?
Well, sure they can, yeah.
Or college coaches? Yeah. Because Henry just brought up a great point here. If you want to win Nebraska, you get the head quarterback of the Nebraska football team.
Dylan Raiola to say something, or the coach, Matt Rhule.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't rule that out. Yeah, I think any Republican that stands in, it ought to be winner-take-all. All this congressional seat stuff. It's just, it's Omaha. Democrats carving that one out. I think there's two in Nebraska. But I've seen projections that come down to a possibility of being thrown into the House of Representatives, which wouldn't be bad. They'd win, although you can't count on Republicans. But Pennsylvania is it. So the idea that this is likely Trump or any language like, I reject it. It's not. There's nothing likely here. It's a long slog and fight for every vote until Election Day. All right, let's go to Leslie here in Bryn Mawr, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, welcome in.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey,
by the way, thanks for the niche stuff yesterday. It kind of made my point in some rational world.
Yes, I would say I would use the word niche, like that's a great little marketing niche or... You know, what
Niche.
We're Americans.
Notice when people say that, they often pause by saying niche. They pause when saying, the pause is always to tell. If you pause with any word, it's you're calculating it, I think.
Yeah. Well, and Dan, sorry, that's pretty much that I know of was a book for the Muslim religion, but
the Quran, but the Quran is what you, you color with.
Right,
you know?
Yes.
Come on,
Leslie. Yeah, exactly. All right, so Leslie, what do you have today?
It was the Quran.
Yeah.
So I have Joe Biden made his farewell address to the UN today, and 50 years of government service, a sitting U.S. president, and he only managed to get a golf clap at the end of his speech. And I found that really interesting. Even though he, oh my God, it just, the whole speech was bizarre. And then here's the guy, okay? The outgoing United States president and the they can only give him a golf clap? And literally, it was a golf clap.
Particularly a guy who, that's his whole deal, the United Nations around the world. That's his brand. Yeah. Leslie, what's your word? What's your word today?
My word is, I can't believe you didn't take it off, water.
Water.
All right. Gotcha. Well, water. One's mispronounced. Water. We mispronounce it here. Maybe that's why we didn't take it off. Yeah, that's a mispronounce it.
Missed opportunity from Leslie there, though.
Yeah.
Golf.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Golf. All right. 855-839-1210. I think Joe's got a good one. Not that coming up. That not that many people really are going to say the other, though. It's very English. But also coming up, the whole idea of NFL football. Got a couple things from pro sports today. One, Phillies are not going to play a lot of guys tonight. What kind of universe is this? They're trying to have home field advantage and or get a bye in the first round. And you're going to have guys take off tonight because they celebrated last night? Well, Henry, you had a...
I mean, they did it last year and it was fine. It was very funny seeing Garrett Stubbs hung over trying to catch.
Well, but aside...
I know what you're saying, though, because they do have a 3 or 3.5 game lead over the Brewers for that second bye.
Right.
So I guess it's not the end of the world in the last, what is it? 5 games.
Well,
here.
But they're tied with the Dodgers. No, Dodgers have 1 game in hand for number 1 seed.
Yeah. I don't think resting the guys tonight is essentially conceding anything because the Cubs aren't good.
Is.
I don't think so at all. I think this Phillies team, top to bottom, is dudes who want to play.
Oh,
dudes who can play, too.
So why are we paying people $300 million versus guys on the bench.
I have to see this lineup before we even
just think about it. $300 million tells me there's a difference. And Brett Favre, in testimony, or at least he's probably caught up in a big welfare scam, says he has Parkinson's. If you were playing in the NFL, would you say the risk is worth it? Because you're seeing more and more of these guys coming up with some kind of disease like this. One third or more.
I do have some audio from Favre if you want
that
now.
Let's hear that a little bit.
Here you go.
Facility at Southern Miss. Yeah, the one that's gotten all the publicity. I wanted to help my alma mater and benefit the community. Southern Miss introduced me to the nonprofit to see if they could help with the funding. I had no way of knowing that there was anything wrong with how the state funded the project, especially since it was publicly approved by many state agencies and multiple attorneys, including the Attorney General. Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart.
All right. I think you got caught up. It's the COVID money. And there have been allegations out there all over the place. I think he's caught up in it based upon publicly what I see. But we'll talk about it a little bit here, too. Might be more on Dan time, too, with this. But, Brett Favre, Parkinson's. Is it worth it to play in the NFL? Now, it was kind of reckless. He never came out. I don't know how many straight games he started, no matter what. And a quarterback can get something like this just as easily, maybe more easily in some ways than other positions. The number of times he got hit, the number of things that went into this, without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's a causal element. All right. So 855.
I don't mean to keep you going, but we'll hear after the break, I guess. Yeah. Would you, if you had a kid, would you?
No, completely against it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many other sports that I don't know why I do this. I get it. It's a passion. It's America. You ought to be able to do it.
Like even flag football, you wouldn't have them do
it? Well, yeah, flag football is fine.
With the game, okay.
Yeah, flag football is fine.
But let's say they fall in love with the game. Freshman year, they want to suit up full pads.
I'd be against it.
Yeah.
No, I might allow it, though, but I'd be against it. I'd be trying to coach.
You know, I've always been on the other side of this from you, but after seeing what Tua's been going through with the Dolphins, I've kind of had a realization where this guy's life, and he continues to play, but his life can change at any moment, and it's very scary to watch.
And Favre, I think there's a direct link there. He's 54 now, Parkinson's. That's pretty difficult disease, without a doubt. 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question, too. More coming straight ahead. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You get in. The Inquirer today has got more. They apparently caught up with somebody involved in Project X. That's what they were calling it, the mayhem that happened in Philadelphia. So much so the other night that Elon Musk was on it. People nationally, internationally, linking it to Kamala Harris, which is sort of a stretch. But the question I have with the police in this, I know it's difficult, but this was online again. This was a meetup across the East Coast, these maniacs coming here. So that's one thing. It's prevention, trying to figure out where they're coming. They're pretty public about it, yet police seem to get caught with this. The other part is, rather than just saying we're going to find you and we're going to do whatever, don't you think more direct physical action should be taken on these people, particularly when they're on top of police cars, opening the police car and getting in, stuff like this? So how can they continue to let 15th and Market be taken over? And look, when the cops are wrong on stuff or when there's an issue like this, I mean, this is unacceptable. I think it's night and day how much better this administration is on these things and the police commissioner. Just think of Danielle Outlaw versus Kevin Bethel. That's true. So the question, and these people are dressing up in, you know, stuff out of dystopia, Joker-like stuff. I forget the stuff they all dressed up in. They're just seething and out of control. Of course, the argument, well, there's no place where we can go and do this. Yeah, I think you're right. There's no place you can go and do this. Are you crazy? So what's up with the Philadelphia police that they can't predict these things a little bit better, sense them. Remember, Wildwood had a thing like this where several people were killed. And then once confronted with it, have a plan to move on it and stamp it out. I mean, the idea that they're having trouble tracking it, they have drones, they have helicopters, they have that type of stuff. But 15th and Market ought to be, this is our house, you come in here, there's going to be severe consequence. And the only thing I think they recognize here in severe consequence is stopping them right there on the scene. This delayed punishment of all this stuff just doesn't seem to make it, doesn't seem to do it. One other thing along these lines, we've talked an awfully lot, Springfield, Ohio, things of that nature, right? Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard now are experiencing arrest of several people that are here illegally that work there. Not on the big estates, not the summer estates, not the Obamas and all those others, but in the towns there. They're experiencing this, and a lot of them are sex crimes. But it hasn't gotten to those insulated communities that are gated, round-the-clock protection, etc. And the stuff I just played you with Ken Burns is a perfect example. These people are not living in the same America as the average American who faces this. And the bottom line is we have enough criminals of our own. We don't need people here illegally committing mayhem. So coming up, I'm going to play you Cardinal Dolan, who finally woke up and weighs in on something publicly, but says nothing of direction toward Catholics about this upcoming election. He's only mad about the Al Smith dinner. We'll play that and your calls. Don't forget the side question. Give us that word that is, if not mispronounced, you think people, there's more than one way of pronouncing it. You hear it a lot.
How about where the Amish live in Pennsylvania, Dom?
As far as?
The name of the county.
Lancaster.
Lancaster. Lancaster?
Lancaster.
Well, okay, yeah, that's a good one, though.
I think it's Lancaster, right?
Okay, Passyunk is the correct pronunciation in South Philly. What do you say?
Passyunk.
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 This is all news.
I have like an H in there.
This one's news to me.
All right, we'll have to weigh in. That's along the gravy sauce
about
lines.
One more.
Yes.
Newark.
Yeah, it's Newark. Newark.
Not Newark.
No, not Newark. No.
Well, it is in Delaware. It's Newark.
Is that what they say?
But in New Jersey, it's Newark.
I don't know if they're different. Okay. All right. So hit us with one of those. Don't wait till the end. Your good one might be taken. And this idea that Sherelle Parker's administration is the same as Jim Kenney is just ridiculous. Come on. I'm calling him out on this one, though. I don't understand why they got caught in this. If we get the police commissioner on, we'd love to hear the explanation. Just can't get caught with these animals in this type of manner, right? 855-839-1210, you get in. Hey, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system that removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all natural water, not only the best tasting water ever. It provides peace of mind. Knowing that your family's water is pure and clean, the Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you in customer service. Attention to detail. They're incredible. I know. Dwayne has usually been our guy coming to the house. I defy you to find anybody better at what they do. They'll come out. They love to test the water, recommend solutions, and show you how they're taking the impurities out. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. MartinWater.com is where you go, or 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you. All right, Dom G or Dano's show. I know it's a little bit down the road. What I hope happens is in this vice presidential debate, because we may or may not have another presidential debate, I'm looking at another story, several news sources just in the last hour reporting that that Venezuelan drug gang that we've heard about in Aurora is nationwide and that there's ample evidence they're going to migrant shelters to build an empire forcing women into prostitution. Okay? And you mean to say Republicans can't keep it together on this? Pivot back. I know they're going to be with the pets and all that angle. And make the point at how widespread exactly what's going on here with any number of people. Now, they're here legally. Again, and Vance has made this point. Just because the executive says we're going to just let in hundreds of thousands of people doesn't mean we recognize this. It's quasi-legal, I guess is the way he would put it. Yeah, they're not illegal, but these executive actions are bypassing how people should come into this country, and they're just huge numbers. Now, prostitution rings develop through the migrant centers. Look, I realize the media now is paying attention with one thing in mind, to diminish this. We just played you a cut, Ken Burns. He doesn't know that. What document, I've been through this for 10 years, shows that people here illegally commit fewer crimes per cat. How in the world? We don't even know. Does Ken Burns know who's illegal, who's not? How in the world do we keep on hearing that? An attack on Americans. No, it's Americans committing crime. I bet the numbers are significantly similar, and in many cases, maybe even more. Just this one gang alone commits enough crime for umpteen numbers of Americans. And Fox and others still covering the rampant nonsense that went on with this car meetup because they were setting fires. There were rings of fires and everything else that were going on. But I'm not in the tank for the Parker administration. We're trying to get them on. I'm shocked because their intention is to go after this stuff. I just don't think they're doing it in the right way. All right, let's go to Sam Chu in Radnor on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sam. Good morning.
Hey, Dom. How are you? I love your show so much.
Well,
now,
thank you,
know
Sam.
I was an actor,
yes.
Voiceover.
Yes, sure.
But so anyway, this is a very minor thing, but it drives me crazy. So many people do this, newscasters, talk show hosts, including somebody that you and I know who will go unmentioned. It's the word didn't. D-I-D-N-apostrophe. And all these people, one after one after one, I hear people go, "We didn't go to Chestnut Hill for dinner last night." In other words, D-I-N-T. I swear to God, if you listen to Laura Ingraham does it, and it's like, "I didn't go to Dom's house last night for dinner." And it's a minor thing, but the word is didn't with a D in it. So it's like, did not, I didn't go to Dom's for dinner last night, not I didn't go to Tom's for dinner.
Thank you, Sam.
Listen, you'll notice
it. All right, thank you, Sam. And they might say, I didn't or didn't go to Don's last night. That's the worst part of it all. Just the other day, again, another thing.
You know, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to put it out there, a little nugget for the Dom show. If you happen to tune into Shark Week and you recognize a voice, it might be Sam Chu's voice.
Oh, he did that. I didn't know he did
that.
He
does a
lot
for Shark Week, apparently, yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with our buddy Jim Worthington over at the NAC, that big health consortium in Newtown. Coming this Saturday is J.D. Vance, and he wants to invite everybody over, so we'll do that. He's had lunch with J.D. Vance a few times. We'll get a little preview of the VP debate coming up. And I know he talks pretty frequently with President Trump. 855-839-1210. You can get in on the side question. Try to think of a word, though, that both are a correct pronunciation. Maybe they're regionalisms. Maybe they're just something a little bit peculiar, similar to niche and niche. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. What should Philadelphia do around this? I mean, the international spectacle of it is almost as bad as in the Kenny years, with people that are a lot better than Jim Kenny and his police commissioner. Is it that this is just almost impossible to deal with? Or isn't it really you have to deal with this more forcefully? That's the bottom line on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.